KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:01, it's sunny and 80 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today and hot and humid with a high of 95. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. Well, rescue crews have transported several individuals to area hospitals following a motor coach rollover accident on Interstate 80 this morning near the Minden exit, where a bus was on its side. The call came in at around 7:45 p.m. There were reportedly 45 people on the bus, and early indications were that there were at least 33 walking wounded. That number has since been downgraded to 28, but the actual information remains conflicting at this time. Rescue crews from Minden, Neola, Carson, Trainer, Walnut, and Underwood were responding to the scene, and two medical choppers had landed on the roadway as well. Interstate 80 is shut down on near the eastbound lanes near Minden because of the accident, where emergency crews are still on the scene and expect to be for quite a while yet. At least one of the victims, a 24-year-old female, was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Other area hospitals, including Creighton University, Jenny Edmondson, and Mercy, have been placed on alert, and victims were being transported to those facilities as well. At least five victims were transported to Jenny Edmondson and two to Mercy Hospital. And that accident happened at the 30-mile marker, or about just about a mile east of the Minden exit. No deaths have been reported, and just thus far minor injuries, and we'll hope to get more details on that later on this morning. More news in just a moment. News time is 9:03.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
A Neola man was arrested late last week after he allegedly fired a handgun in the direction of another person. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office's deputies arrested 48-year-old Scott Boyer after he allegedly fired a .22 caliber semi-automatic handgun at a 34-year-old Jason Miller at around 11 p.m. Thursday. Miller told deputies two shots were fired, with one going over his head and the other hitting gravel in front of him, ricocheting rocks into Miller's leg and resulting in an abrasion. Pott County Sheriff's officials say the incident reportedly started when 36-year-old Janelle Spencer, Miller's sister, asked for Boyer's help because Miller was, quote, in a rage and was going to get physical with her. Boyer and Spencer were in a vehicle in an alley near Boyer's residence and that of Miller's mother. After Boyer blocked a vehicle driven by Miller and 35-year-old Holly Zimmerman, Boyer and Miller are said to have gotten out of the vehicles and a verbal altercation ensued. Each of the individuals lives in Neola. When Miller entered Boyer's property, Boyer allegedly warned him to reportedly leave the property before the shots were fired. While investigating the scene, deputies found a sawed-off shotgun in Boyer's residence in plain sight. A .22-caliber handgun was also recovered after a search warrant was executed. The gun contained a loaded magazine and a round in the chamber. Drug paraphernalia was also found in the residence. Boyer faces charges of intimidation with a dangerous weapon, going armed with intent, reckless use of a firearm without injury or damage, disorderly conduct, assault with injury, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Miller was charged with assault with injury, second-degree harassment, disorderly conduct, and public intoxication. Officials are watching a breached levee on the Missouri River in northwest Missouri closely, but the leak that forced 600 people to evacuate in Iowa remained small this morning. A weakened levee is threatening Hamburg, and so on Sunday, officials ordered about half the town's 1,141 residents to evacuate within 24 hours. Ted Struckfuss with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the breached levee in Missouri's Atchison County is being monitored closely. He told a radio station that the Corps expects the breach to grow, but as of Monday morning, there was only 6 feet of water outside the levee. Struckfuss, who is a deputy district engineer for the Corps, says the Corps is working on a plan to protect the community of Hamburg. Elsewhere in the news, a 19-year-old Iowa man is in jail awaiting his next court hearing on two counts of vehicular homicide while driving under the influence. KCCI-TV in Des Moines reports that Joseph Stoner was being charged for the deaths of 14-year-old Dakota Stadelman and his 16-year-old brother David, both of Newton. They died March 17th when Stoner lost control of the pickup carrying three of them. The truck struck a utility pole near Newton. Officials say Stoner was under the influence of a controlled substance at the time of the crash and was uninjured. His next court appearance is scheduled for June the 13th. A jailer said Stoner remained in custody at the Jasper County Jail on Monday, pending $50,000 bail. Rapidly warming weather and warmer water temperatures have prompted concerns about microcystin, a product of blue-green algae. Sun Valley Lake, a private lake in development in Taylor County, reported a small fish kill on Saturday in an area of the lake that appeared to have a blue-green algae bloom. The algae can deplete oxygen, making fish vulnerable, particularly this time of year when fish are also stressed because of spawning activities. Sun Valley Lake will be sampled by the Iowa DNR for microcystin because the conditions are conducive to blue-green algae growth. People and pets should not be in contact with the water that has a poor appearance. The appearance may be a pea-green or blue-green color, but also reddish-brown, and may appear with scum, foam, or as a thick mat on the water surface. Blue-green algae can grow quickly and become very abundant in warm, shallow, undisturbed surface water that receives a lot of sunlight. The main risk to humans from microcystin is skin irritations and rashes, but if the water is swallowed or airborne droplets are inhaled during swimming, bathing, or showering, symptoms could be worse, and they would include headaches, nausea, abdominal pain, seizures, liver injury, and respiratory problems. Officials say precautions should be taken to prevent health-related problems due to harmful algae blooms, including don't swim, water ski, or boat in areas where the water is discolored or if there is a foam, scum, or mats of algae on the water. If you come in contact with the water that might have a harmful algae bloom, rinse off with fresh water as soon as possible. Also, don't let your pets or livestock swim or drink from areas where the water is discolored. Don't let pets, especially dogs, lick the algae off their fur after swimming in scumming water. Also, don't irrigate lawns or golf courses with pond water that looks scummy or has a bad odor. And, of course, don't drink the water, because boiling will not make it safe. Budget cuts have forced the Iowa Department of Natural Resources to inspect livestock operations less frequently, and some argue that could lead to more problems with manure runoff. Wayne Gieselman, who heads compliance efforts for the DNR, says the number of inspectors who visit large animal confinement operations has dropped from 23 to 12 since he began working for the agency 6 years ago. The reduction means large earthen basins that hold livestock waste are only inspected every 3 years rather than every year as required. Gieselman said the DNR has been hit especially hard because it's unpopular with some agricultural groups. Governor Branstad says the agency has the funding needed to meet its obligations, but environmental groups claim the cuts will lead to more manure runoff to streams. News time is 9:09.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
And taking a look at national news headlines, another candidate has joined the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum said today that he's in the race to win it. Santorum has been identified with a number of causes embraced by social conservatives, and he's making his formal announcement in the western Pennsylvania coal fields where his grandfather once worked. A day of heavy bombardment around the Libyan capital has been followed today with another series of NATO airstrikes in and around Tripoli. Yesterday, at least 10 strikes hit military bases on the outskirts of the city. A NATO statement says those strikes hit missile storage areas and launchers, command and control facilities, and a radar system. And the trial begins in Cleveland today for a convicted sex offender accused of killing 11 women and hiding their remains in his home and backyard. Jury selection is set to begin on the trial of 51-year-old Anthony Solwell. He has pleaded not guilty and could face the death penalty if convicted. Taking a look at our funeral announcements, 96-year-old Dorothea Van Vliet of Fontenelle died Friday. Funeral services for Dorothea Van Vliet will be today at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. 31-year-old Lisa Bain of Atlantic died Thursday. Combination funeral and memorial services for Lisa Bain and her grandfather, Kenneth Bain, who died on April the 14th in California, will be held on Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 94-year-old Darlene Blakely of Harlan died Thursday. Funeral services for Darlene Blakely will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 90-year-old Joseph Lawrence Sullivan of Panama died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Joseph Sullivan will be on Tuesday at 1:30 at St. Mary of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 76-year-old Ronald Dean Peterson of Avoca died Friday. Funeral services for Ronald Peterson will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Now, that is a correction from an earlier date we were provided by the funeral home. Again, funeral services for Ronald Peterson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. 85-year-old L. Darlene Adair of Panora died Friday. Funeral services for Darlene Adair will be on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. 66-year-old Bonnie Sharon of Guthrie Center died Friday. Funeral services for Bonnie Sharon will be held on Wednesday at 2 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 88-year-old Marjorie Schaff of Kearney, Nebraska died Thursday. Funeral services for Marjorie Schaff will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. 65-year-old Dudley Hyman of Harlan died Sunday. Funeral services for Dudley Hyman will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Gethsemane Evangelical Lutheran Church in Omaha. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 52-year-old Dennis Edward Bentz of Harlan and formerly of Oakland died Thursday. Cremation has taken place and no services for Dennis Bentz will be held at this time. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And 77-year-old Earl Weinheimer of Fontenelle died Saturday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Earl Weinheimer are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.